Before we get to the episode, I've got something free for you. I'd love to give you a pack of Canva Instagram story templates and Pinterest templates that go with your unique brand's vibes. Whether you're more bright and colorful or more sophisticated and polished, I've got you covered. Take my website personality quiz at elizabethmccraby.com/quiz and you'll be matched with a few gorgeous DIYable website templates that would be perfect for your ideal client's vibes. You'll also get 10% off your template purchase from my shop, a free month subscription to Show It, a full brand personality profile to tell you what design your client is looking for, and of course, those awesome Canva templates. You can get it all now for free at elizabethmccraby.com/quiz. Now, here's the episode. Hey mama, this episode is for you. It's a lot juggling work and motherhood, no matter how many kids you have, how old they are, what type of work you do, how much childcare you have or don't have. It doesn't matter. It is an adjustment and it is a big thing to do the work of balancing both. And I often have moments now as a mom, I've been a mom for about 2.5 years now, where I'm like, what was I doing before being a mom? Why did I feel so busy? Because things are so much busier now. I'm sure you can relate. Especially if you've done work and business and things like that before becoming a mom. But in this episode, I'm going to share with you 7 thoughts. You can call them affirmations too if you want, but if the word affirmations turns you off, think of these as just like thoughts that you can tell yourself throughout your day, throughout all the moments of motherhood and work that will encourage you and be a good mindset shift from what you might naturally be thinking. If you're a stay-at-home mom too, honestly, these things still totally relate to you, so tune in as well. And if you're in a season right now, or maybe you're about to enter motherhood for the first time, even better, you will love these because these especially relate a lot to the little years of motherhood. So let's dive in. Hey guys, I'm Elizabeth McCravey, an online educator for entrepreneurs, website designer, wife, boy mom, and your host for the Breakthrough Brand podcast, the show that's all about pulling back the curtain on how to actually build a successful business. I don't skim the surface around here. If you want to dive deep into the nitty-gritty details of what it takes to run a sustainable business that fits your unique lifestyle while standing out in a crowd, then you are in the right place. I created a multiple six-figure-a-year business in my early 20s, and now in my 30s, I'm still running that successful multiple six-figure-a-year business on just part-time hours now as a working mom. I'm here to share everything I've learned and everything I'm still learning because I believe that the keys to building a thriving business should never be a secret. Here you'll find episodes that are actionable, direct, and fun, like friends chatting business over coffee, and a fresh, honest take on the reality of being an entrepreneur. If you're ready to master online marketing, website design, personal branding, mindset, time management as a busy parent, scalable and passive income, and business strategy, then this is the podcast for you. It's time to build your breakthrough brand. Let's do this. All right. So like I said, I have 7 powerful thoughts for you as a working mom, and I'm going to read over each one and then talk about them a little bit. I have more to say for some than others, but I'll talk through each one as we go through all 7. So the first one, this is the thought. This is the most important thing I could be doing right now. And this thought is so huge for me. I think it all the time. It's huge for me both in work and when I'm in mom mode, just reminding myself that what I'm doing right now, this is it. This is the thing I should be doing. This is the thing I've decided to do in advance at this moment. And it's the right decision for me at this time. And this is a thought, I'll be honest, I think more when I'm in mom mode personally, because sometimes the little mundane motherhood moments, I can feel like, oh, I should be doing X, Y, or Z instead. Whether it's that like the kitchen is a wreck, and so you feel like instead of playing with your child, you should be cleaning the kitchen, or you like just checked your phone and you got an important email and you feel like, oh my gosh, that email, it needs to be replied to ASAP because it's so important. Or maybe it's a week where you're majorly behind on work and you feel like your to-do list is too big to be playing Legos or reading another book or doing a super, super long bedtime. So remind yourself that whatever you're doing in that moment with your children is the most important thing you could be doing right now. And it truly is, like, y'all, I know this in my soul, even though it's like I have to remind myself of it, but your time with your children is precious, it's important, and those little moments when you're all the way engaged with them are forming them into who they're going to become and also forming your relationship with them, and it's so beautiful, and it might feel mundane to you, but it's not mundane to them. You can also think this while you're working. Maybe you're a mama to a newborn and you're feeling nervous being away in a coffee shop working while someone else, maybe a nanny, your spouse, or an in-law is with your baby, and you're feeling that mom guilt for working and being away. And this would be a time to remind yourself why you do what you do. You love your work, you love your business, you love your baby, you can love it all and have it all. And it's okay to just be totally dialed in to what it is you're doing right now in your work, in your business. So that's number one. This is the most important thing I could be doing right now. That's the thought. So try that on next time you're feeling pulled a different direction than whatever it is you're doing presently. Okay, second thought. I really love this one. I'm a present mom and a present business owner. And this is more than a thought, but more of like a way to be a being to step into as a mom. I've always loved the saying personally, be where your feet are. That's something like I try to live by, of like being present where I am. And it's so hard. It gets harder again with the more things you have going on in life, but that's like a goal of mine. Be where your feet are, wherever my feet are planted right now in this room with these people, this is what I'm doing, which basically means to be really present. So be really present when you're with your family and be really present when you're doing your business owner or other type of work thing. So remind yourself, hey, I'm a present mom and I'm a present business owner. Like, how empowering is that? So that is thought number two for you to try. Third thought, I'm doing a great job. Funny thought, short thought. I'll explain this one though. Obviously there's not that much to explain, but here's how I apply this. Motherhood is often like thankless, especially when your kids are tiny and literally can't say thank you. Or maybe you have older kids and they say they hate you and you don't get them what they want. And that's your version of a thanks that day. It's often less affirming though, motherhood is, than your work might be. But sometimes your work is like that too. Maybe you're in a job or in a situation in your business where you feel like things are not going well and you're not doing a great job. And that's how you're like feeling. You're feeling like, oh, I'm not doing it in motherhood the way I want. I'm not doing it in business the way I want. I would say affirm yourself. And I get that, like, if you're just thinking this, but there's no real reason or meat behind it, it's not very helpful. But I like to tell myself specific things I'm doing a great job with. So here's just some random examples. I'm doing a great job engaging well with my kids today. I'm doing a great job getting really focused, worked on this course I'm making. I'm doing a great job prioritizing myself today by going to the gym. I just did a great job navigating taking two kids to breakfast and doing two diaper changes on the go. You know, those kind of things, just like throughout your day, look for opportunities to mentally tell yourself like, hey, I did a really great job navigating whatever this thing was that you were navigating. So tell yourself that often, even if you don't have someone else telling you that in the moment. All right, thought number four, this is going to sound really similar to the great job one, but I think of these as different. I'm proud of myself for X, Y, and Z things. So be proud of yourself. Again, sometimes we look to everyone else around us to help us be proud. And I do hope you have people in your life who are proud of you and tell you that, but also you can be proud of yourself. And I practice this frequently because I have plenty of things I do in my work that I feel like most people I'm with in day-to-day life do not completely understand. My husband does, but a lot of other people don't. So I have to like be the one that's proud of myself. So think right now even, like, what, as you're listening to this episode, what are you proud of yourself for today? Maybe you could say, I'm proud of myself for getting the kids to school on time and getting the playroom straightened up. I'm proud of myself for creating this new offer in my business that's going to change lives. I'm proud of myself for getting a focused hour of work done during nap time. I'm proud of myself for coming up with this fun activity to do that my kids are really loving. I'm proud of myself for getting us all outside and going on a walk today. I mean, whatever it is, just be proud of you. And again, like, pause this episode right now and maybe think about it. Like, what is something you're proud of for yourself today? And what's something to go back to the one I shared before of number three, I'm doing a great job. What's something you can tell yourself I'm doing a great job of about today? So again, something I try to do frequently when I have like the mental space to just think about this on my own. Number five, there is beauty in a slower, more whimsical pace. I love this one too. I keep saying that for all of these, But motherhood is characterized by slower paces, especially when your kids are little, like moving at a snail's pace sometimes. You do a lot of the same things over and over again. You're at home a lot, and often you're not operating off a schedule like you may prefer with your kids, or like maybe you get in your work. I cannot tell you how many times I've been having my like stay-at-home mom days with my son Colin, and I'm hoping I have this like plan, like around this time we're gonna go, I'm gonna take him to the park, I'm gonna take him to Chick-fil-A or something. And I'm like so excited. I want to get out of the house. I have this plan. I think he's going to love it because he normally loves those things, but he really doesn't want to go. And that's derailing my plan because all he wants to do is play in his playroom. And I'm like, you know, I could force you to go to the park, but I'm not going to. I'm going to let us just play in the playroom. So much is outside of your control and so much is moving at a really slow and repetitive pace, right? Like I read the same book like 10 times in a row and things like that. And it is so good for us to acknowledge the beauty in that. You can also just like, as we think about how much is out of your control, another example, you can do everything right, quote unquote, and your child only does a 45-minute nap, even though you follow the schedule as hopefully as you can that day. You can plan the perfect outing that no one wants to go to. And when you're used to structure and the pace of a job or running your own business, the slower pace can feel kind of rocky. But just reminding yourself there's beauty in it. And I know for me, God teaches me so much in those slower moments because I do tend to want more structure and want more fast pace and want to be like, okay, like we play with this one enough, like let's kind of move on. And I literally feel like through motherhood, I've learned a lot about just like slowing down and just like letting things happen, like just being more whimsical in the pace I take throughout a long day. So that's number five. There's beauty in a slower, more whimsical pace. All right. And number six, this one relates a lot to the beauty and the more whimsical pace, but this is the life I've dreamed of. So this is a gratitude thought that I literally think all the time, because for me, this is the life I've dreamed of. I want this. I want to be a mom. I want to work and I want these slow moments. Like I was saying about the mundane moments, like I want that. Even if in the moment, sometimes I'm like aching a little bit for something else. I want the work of, you know, the client project and making this course. I want it all. It's the life I've dreamed of. So if that feels like it applies to you, or maybe even at the very least, like some parts of it, like maybe you are someone who you can relate to what I'm saying of like, hey, you want to be a mom and you want to do this work thing, reminding yourself like, hey, this is what I wanted. I'm getting what I wanted. This is the life I've dreamed of and I'm really happy about it. And figuring out how to like tune into that gratitude more. Also for me, in a non-scarcity way, because I know there's so much annoying content out there about scarcity around the little years with your kids. But I like to think too, of like, this is the life I've dreamed of. And like, he's only little this long and it's so fun. And like the different parts of your kids being little that you won't get back. It's just like, oh, like I love it so much. And I want to cherish it like while I'm in that season. So that's six. This is the life I've dreamed of. Okay. Last one, number seven. My child is safe without me. So this is a thought for all of us when we don't want to leave our babies. And obviously, I want to just point out as I say this one, this could sometimes not be true. So I get that. Okay. So if you're thinking like, no, my child's not safe wherever they are. Yeah, don't think this thought, obviously. But this is a helpful thought when you do know it's true, but your stress and your emotions are making you feel as though it's not true. So like saying they're with grandma downstairs while you're upstairs working and you're preoccupied with like how things are going. And maybe you don't want to be working because you're like, oh no, I'd rather be down there with my baby. Maybe they're at daycare and you're worried and you're like, no, I want to be with them. I'm feeling this tension of that they're not safe. Remind yourself they are safe without you, that they are having fun without you. And it's okay and good for you not to be together all the time and that you need this as a mother to have that separation sometimes and that your child is safe without you. Okay, now to close us out on this episode, I want to read through those seven again. And again, think about how can you integrate these into the way you're just thinking throughout your day? Which ones resonate with you the most? Okay, number one, this is the most important thing I could be doing right now. Number two, I'm a present mom and a present business owner. Three, I'm doing a great job at XYZ or just I'm doing a great job. Number four, I'm proud of myself for fill in the blank thing. Number five, there's beauty in a slower, more whimsical pace. Six, this is the life I've dreamed of. And seven, my child is safe without me. Okay, so that is it, friend. I hope these thoughts help you the way they have helped me. And if you want more podcast episodes, that relate to motherhood and work and business. Seriously, just scroll back through this catalog, go to my blog and look at the motherhood category. You'll be able to find some there as well. But I have tons of different episodes where I'm sharing stuff similar to this of just talking about work and business together that I hope could be helpful to you. That's it though. I'll be back next week with another episode. Hey, thank you for listening to the podcast, friend. I so appreciate you being here. That just flew by, didn't it? If you want more Breakthrough Brand, you have to join my free Facebook community for podcast listeners, where you can connect with like-minded business owners and go deeper on what you learn on this podcast. Go to elizabethmccravey.com/Facebook to request to join the free group. I cannot wait to connect with you there. Again, that's elizabethmccravey.com/Facebook to access the group. Also, if you love this episode, leaving a rating and review for the show wherever you're listening or sharing this episode with a friend is a great way to support this podcast. I appreciate it so much. Again, thank you for listening, and I'll be back next week with another episode.